السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، جل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. Alhamdulillah, we have had fruitful time today, and I hope that inshallah the rest of the program also will go well, and we will all leave here with good practical points to inshallah implement, and good ideas inshallah to reflect on. The way forward, this is, I think, the most challenging question. In my experience and with my understanding of Islam and history, I think perhaps the most difficult task for any person, even for the prophets, is to establish a community, to guide individuals, to help individuals to flourish and develop themselves. It's not easy, but still it's manageable and has happened so far in millions of cases. We have always had good individuals. And even today, despite all the difficulties and the challenges, alhamdulillah, everywhere in the world, we have good individuals. But what is the most difficult thing is to form a community which fulfills requirements of Islam. A community that the interpersonal relations in that community are based on values that we all adhere to. This is the most difficult thing. It's like having the best ingredients, but still you don't know how to cook the food. Just having the best ingredients doesn't mean that you are a good chef. Or for example, if you have best materials for building a house, or I don't know, best materials and parts for making a PC, this doesn't mean that you are able to assemble and put them in touch with each other and function together. And when it comes to human formation of community, it's even more difficult, because human beings are so complicated and so sophisticated that even when two people who have been working for many years with each other, or two people who have been living together for many years, still it's not easy to predict what the other party is going to do in the next trial which comes, in the next, I don't know, challenge which comes. It's very, very difficult. So I think this is the most challenging question, and perhaps this is one of the last things that humanity is going to achieve. To achieve a community that would be really meeting expectations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to start from somewhere. We cannot just wait, because by waiting nothing is going to happen. So we have to start somewhere. In these workshops, whether it's about family, about media, about education, about social work, all different things that you discussed, I think you all tried to come up with some practical ideas in respect to the issue of identity and community. So what I would like to do is again emphasize on the role of community in our understanding of our identity, And then just make few suggestions. As we said in the beginning of the program today, our identity cannot be understood, whether it's by ourselves or other people, without reference to the community to which we belong. In other words, Islamically, we have not yet grown into a full entity unless our belonging to the community is mature. A person who has not yet belonged to a Muslim, faithful community still has not developed, still has not become mature. So we need to work on strengthening our belonging to the community. One of the things that I think we have to do as parents, as teachers, as activists, is to work with our children from very early age to put in their mind the idea of belonging to the community, the idea of we and not me, something that Islam is very clear about it, but unfortunately, we normally missed. If you look at the Quran, if you look at our du'as, our ziyarat, our different forms of prayer, you find that we always are recommended to speak on behalf of the entire community. It's always we. For example, when we pray, even if it is farada, and you know that in Islam, although you can say your daily prayer farada, but this is not very much liked. Farada prayer is just something that I think Allah would forgive. Otherwise, we have to pray in jama'ah, in congregation. Prayer is designed to be said in jama'ah. But if you say in farada, it's okay. You are not going to be punished for that, but it's just the last, you know, way of listening and obeying to the instruction for prayer. So even if we are farada, we recite Surah Hamd. We say, Iyyaka na'bud wa iyyaka nasta'in. We don't say, Iyyaka a'bud wa iyyaka asta'in. We only worship you. We only seek guidance and assistance from you. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us. Why always we have to repeat we? What not me? Why not my family? Why not my tribe? Why we, which includes all people who believe in God and who have the same approach to life? Because Islam wants you to remember that your value is more when you speak on behalf of the community. If you think of yourself as of just one individual, you are restricting your value. You know, if I go somewhere and I speak on behalf of Muslims, people say, oh, mashallah, he represents, you know, 1 billion or 1.5 billion Muslims. But if, say, I speak on behalf of myself, okay, you are just one individual. Our greatest value comes when we can speak on behalf of our community. And when we end the salat, this is the beginning of salat, Iyyaka na'bud wa iyyaka nasta'in, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. When we end the salat, as-salamu alayna, not as-salamu alayya, as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin. Not as-salamu alayya, peace be with me and with my, I don't know, family or I don't know, my tribe. No, alayna, all of us, and all the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, present, past, future, everyone who is a righteous servant of Allah. And we have this in many du'as. I don't have time to speak about this. If you are interested, please refer to the paper on collective nature of wilaya. So you see, in all our du'as and ziyarat, we are always encouraged to speak we. For example, just another example, in du'a iftitah, Allahumma inna nashku ilayka faqda nabiyyana. We come bring our complaint to you about not having our prophet with us. Ghaibata waliyyana, not having our imam with us. Kathrata aduwwana, our enemies are a lot. Qillata adadina, our number is little. Kathrata al-fitan ibna, tazahura zamana alayna. Everything is me. Sorry, we, not me. Allahumma inna narghabu ilayka fi dawlatin karima. Or taj'aluna. So everything is we. So I think this means that if we want to translate this into a practical measure, it means that from childhood, we have to educate our children in the way that they think of their community and they think of themselves as a person who is responsible for promoting the cause and the aims that the entire community has undertaken to achieve. This is our real success. So instead of just telling them, if you study, you get good job, you will be paid, I don't know, good salary, you can marry, and you know, things like this. Or even, for example, if you are more religious, just to tell them, you should, you know, be a faithful person to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go to heaven. You have to say that you are a member of community, that your success comes when your community is successful in this world and the hereafter. Even in the hereafter, our success depends on other members' success. You all know this beautiful ayah in the Quran. This is ayah needs reflection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Isra, verse 71. Says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يوم ندعو كل أناس بإمامهم. The day we call every people, every group with the name of their leader. What does it mean? This is very much related to the issue of identity. Whenever you want to call someone, you call him by his name or her name. Mr. or Miss so-and-so, please come. But this is not the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls people on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, Mr. so-and-so, Mrs. so-and-so seem to have no place, no significance. Community of so-and-so. This is what is important. يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ the imam him. So if there are millions of Muslims or millions of Christians or billions of them, there is one call for all of them. When the leader is called, everyone is joining. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, Ala tahmidun Allah إذا كان يوم القيامة فدعا كل قوم إلى من يتولونه. Don't you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that when the day of judgment comes, Allah is going to call every group of people to join those that they had their wilaya, those that they have been following. وَدْعَانَا إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. We will be called to join Rasulullah, to stand behind Rasulullah. وَفَزَعْتُمْ إِلَيْنَا. And you will also come to take refuge with us. You will join us. We will join Rasulullah, you will join us. فَإِلَىٰ أَيْنَ تَرَوْنَ يُذْهَبُ بِكُمْ. Then do you know where you will be taken? When Allah calls people to join the leader, and we join Rasulullah, and you join us, where will you be taken? إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ. By the Lord of Kaaba, you will be taken to heaven. قَالَهَا ثَلَاثًا. Imam repeated this three times. So, if we manage, this is very important, if we manage to be resurrected as faithful people, and when the call is made, if we manage to join divine leaders, then we'll have good destiny. But these are two ifs. First, to be resurrected as faithful people, and second, to join proper leadership and community. The Quran says, when people are resurrected, they are first resurrected as individuals. Allah says, كُلُّنْ آتِيهَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةَ فَرْدًا. Everyone is coming to Allah as individuals. This is the first stage. لَقَدْ جَئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا. You come to us as individuals. So, in that stage, we have faithful individuals, we have faithless individuals, we have good individuals, bad individuals, different types of people. But when the call is made and everyone is asked to join his congregation and his leader, then we'll no longer have individuals just going around. We will have communities, we will have groups, we will have zumar, as Quran calls it. وَسِيغَ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا وَسِيغَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. Those who go to heaven, they will go zumar, in groups. Those who go to hell, they will go as groups. So it means that the final stage of the day of judgment is only for communities. And then when you go, inshallah, to heaven, it's as community. And this is why we say in dua, in Ziyarat Ashura, we say to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me able to be with you in dunya and akhirah, and yaj'alani ma'akum fi dunya wal akhirah, wa an yuballighani al maqam al mahmud lakum indallah, and to enable me to reach the praised position that you have. So we will all, inshallah, go together if we manage to be in dunya together. If we manage to be in dunya under their leadership and working for their cause. So, from childhood up to highest levels of education, formal, informal, family, school, house, university, college, any platform, madrasa that we have for education, this has to be one of our top priorities, to help our children develop a strong sense of belonging to a community. And if this is established, many problems will disappear. Because many of the problems that we have is caused by egoism. By thinking that by growing your ego, you can become more successful. And what is very sad is that even when we get into social, political work, sometimes we bring our ego with us to socio-political activities. And then it becomes much more harmful than doing nothing. Because if an organization with more manpower and with more resources is now just thinking of the interest of one person or one group, then it's much more destructive than when there was no organization. The people who want to be active in social work, in political work, they have to really examine their heart. And they have also to look at their
history, how much in their teenage or in, I don't know, young age, they were selfless. How much they were able to think about others first and then about themselves the last. If my history doesn't show this, if my history shows that I was a person who was just thinking about himself and his, I don't know, family maximum, then please don't go into socio-political work. You are going just to add to the problems. The only people who can really help, the only people who can be voice of unity are the people who have managed to at least weaken their ego and keep it under control. If it's not disappearing totally, at least it has to be very, very weak. Sometimes we see few people start working together, after some time, organization splits. Then again, the organization splits. Instead of smaller organizations merging and forming stronger organizations, we see a small organization, they are becoming smaller and smaller. This shows there is something unhealthy. This shows that it's ego. And people with ego cannot work together for long term. Temporarily, yes. Few selfish people temporarily can work together. But for long term, they cannot work together. Because a crossroad will come that then they have to make their own decisions. And as soon as they find out that they can be better off if they are working separate, then they say goodbye. And sometimes even they don't say goodbye. They just try to get rid of the other side. It's only love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and love for truth, and love for justice, and love for humanity that can keep people together till the day of judgment. When the Quran says, "Al-akhillau yawma'idhin ba'dhum li-ba'dhin aduv illa al-muttaqeen," all the friends become enemies except the pious people who remain friends, it's because of this fact. Because even in dunya they were not friends. They pretended to be friends. On the day of judgment, when realities become obvious, then you see there was no friendship. تَحْصَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think they are very close with each other. You think they are united, but their hearts are divided. It's love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can bring people together. هُوَ الَّذِي أَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبَكُمْ. So, I think this also shows that very important part, very essential part of Islamic spirituality, Islamic akhlaq, is to be able to weaken, if not getting rid of, at least weakening your ego. And that is by becoming a member of community who works for the community, who is concerned about the good of the community. For your own personal needs, for your own personal interest, let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of it. Let the community take care of it. Let it be your last thing on agenda. When your time is limited, when your energy is limited, you have to prioritize. And priority is with the good of the community, with the good of the millions, not good of a few individuals. So this helps us to understand also how closely Islamic spirituality gets involved into Islamic activism, into Islamic socio-political activities. Another thing that I think we need to do is to invest on organizing ourselves. I think it's very obvious by what we said so far that we need to get organized. Without organizations, we are just scattered. We are just divided. Sometimes I say to brothers and sisters, you know, if you have a lorry load of bricks, what can you do with that? Imagine, you know, here we have lorry load of bricks. We cannot do anything. It's when we have a design and we have a builder who can follow that design and put these bricks in a structure, in an organization, that we can use these bricks. Otherwise, this is just occupying the space, just creating dirt and doing nothing for us. If you have 1,000 or 1 million or 1 billion of people, but no organization, it's not going to do anything. Many years ago, you know, people asked me, about more than 10 years ago, I was interviewed in Canada about what is your understanding about increase of Muslim population in the Europe. I said, by itself is not making me happy. If just the number is increasing, it doesn't make me happy. If inshallah these Muslims, and I expect this is the case, if they are good Muslims, if they are helping their fellow human beings, then I am happy, and I think everyone else should be happy. But if these Muslims are just Muslim by names, it's not going to make me happy. So if we have many, many, for example, centers, if I hear, for example, in London, we have, 70 or 100 centers, or we have, 1,000 centers, this is not going to make me happy. Is this because we have, mashallah, so much grown and so much work we do together that 10, 20 centers would not be sufficient? We need 1,000 centers. Okay, if that's the case, I'm happy. But if we are not able to work together and every few of us forms a new organization, and this is why we have so many organizations, this is not going to make me happy. So we need to organize ourselves, and the organization should be in the way that instead of having separate organizations, the organizations themselves also should be united and be part of an organ. Like, for example, you have different cells of body, then the cells form organs, and then the organs form your entire body. And then the entire body is under the direction of the soul, which is one soul. This is the unity of the soul which gives unity to all the cells and the organs of the body. This is what we need to achieve in our community. And this is one aspect of what Rasulullah said when he said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَسَدٍ. Mu'mineen, in their understanding, sympathy, affection and love for each other are like different parts of one body, which is not exaggeration. Even I think the unity of mu'mineen should be more than the unity of different parts of the body. The unity of mu'mini is much stronger. This is an example so that we can understand. We have to invest on our masajid, on our centers, on our madrasas, on our houses, any platform that is used by members of community, which is a meeting point for us, which is where we can meet and discuss and decide together, has to be strengthened. These meeting points are very important. And this is why Islam so much says, try to pray together. Whether it is salat, whether it is dua, try to be together. So much sawab and reward is promised for mu'mineen when they come together. Why? Because many problems can be solved when we come together. But if we don't meet each other, then the problem will remain. But also mu'mineen should not only meet in public places. We should come to the public, we should meet with each other in the public, but then we also visit each other in our private places. One of the qualities of Shia is al-mutazawirun, those who visit each other. In Dua Nud, where we say, "Hal min jazu'in fa'usa'ida jaza'ahu idha khala." Is there anyone lamenting for you that I help him when he is in his private? Mu'mineen, meet in the mosque, meet in the centers, but also they are so close and intimate that also they visit each other's houses like family members. You cannot say to your father, "I don't meet you, I don't visit you." This is not acceptable. It is not also acceptable to say, "I only visit you in the center, I only visit you in the masjid." Meeting in the masjid is the minimum, but then this should be carried on by meeting each other in our homes so that we become one family. What we need to achieve is a community which is like a big family. Unfortunately, what we see today is not only there is no movement towards having a united community, even families are breaking down. It's very difficult nowadays for us to establish a united community, because when husband and wife, parents and children cannot get along, now you are trying to unite thousands of people. It's very difficult. We are really moving against the current. But the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for the people who undertake this responsibility. When crimes go high, when shaitan's followers are a lot, definitely Allah's help and support also increase. Allah's guidance also would increase, because Allah would never let the other party take over. So for mu'mineen who struggle in this age to be voice of unity, to establish a strong community of the faithful, Allah's support, in my view, is much more than any other time. Let us end here by just praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to fulfill our responsibility towards ourselves, our community, humanity, and Imam of our age, Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, by being voices of unity, by being instruments for bringing people's hearts together on any possible ground. If you can bring two people together, or if you can bring 100 people together, or thousands of people together, you have to use the opportunity. Any potential work for establishing unity is very much appreciated, very much needed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, accept from you your efforts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, honor us by being the generation which would be, inshallah, establishing that universal brotherhood. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Thank you, Sheikh Shimali, for the excellent closing speech. We've now come to the final part of the program, where we'll be having another break, but followed by that, we'll have a question time panel, followed by the final remarks and thanks for the day. So we encourage you to stay for this last part, and please also remember to hand in your feedback forms to the registration table just at the front there. There's still plenty of time to visit the stalls at the back, and if you want to make any final donations, you may do so. Please feel free to stay for socializing and networking and for Salat after the program's ended as well. So we'll resume back here in 15 minutes for the question and answer panel. Okay, thank you.
This is ayah needs reflection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Isra, verse 71, says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, yawma nad'u كل أناس بإمامهم. The day we call every people, every group with the name of their leader. What does it mean? This is very much related to the issue of identity. Whenever you want to call someone, you call him by his name or her name. Mr. or Miss so and so, please come. But this is not the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls people on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, Mr. so-and-so, Mrs. so-and-so seem to have no place, no significance. Community of so-and-so. This is what is important. يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. So if there are millions of Muslims or millions of Christians or billions of them, there is one call for all of them. When the leader is called, everyone is joining. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, أَلَّا تَحْمِدُونَ اللَّهَ إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ فَدَعَا كُلَّ قَوْمٍ إِلَى مَنْ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ. Don't you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that when the day of judgment comes, Allah is going to call every group of people to join those that they had their wilaya, those that they have been following. وَدَعَانَا إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. We will be called to join Rasulullah, to stand behind Rasulullah. وَفَزَعْتُمْ إِلَيْنَا. And you will also come to take refuge with us. You will join us. We will join Rasulullah, you will join us. فَإِلَىٰ أَيْنَ تَرَوْنَا يُذْهَبُ بِكُمْ. Then do you know where you will be taken? When Allah calls people to join the leader, and we join Rasulullah, and you join us, where will you be taken? إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ. By the Lord of Kaaba, you will be taken to heaven. قَالَهَا ثَلَاثًا. Imam repeated this three times. So, if we manage, this is very important, if we manage to be resurrected as faithful people, and when the call is made, if we manage to join divine leaders, then we'll have good destiny. But these are two ifs. First, to be resurrected as faithful people, and second, to join proper leadership and community. The Quran says, when people are resurrected, they are first resurrected as individuals. Allah says, كُلٌ آتِيهَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Everyone is coming to Allah as individuals. This is the first stage. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا. You come to us as individuals. So, in that stage, we have faithful individuals, we have faithless individuals, we have good individuals, bad individuals, different types of people. But when the call is made and everyone is asked to join his congregation and his leader, then we'll no longer have individuals just going around. We will have communities, we will have groups, we will have zumar, as Quran calls it. وَسِيغَ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا وَسِيغَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. Those who go to heaven, they will go zumar, in groups. Those who go to hell, they will go as groups. So it means that the final stage of the day of judgment is only for communities. And then when you go, inshallah, to heaven, it's as community. And this is why we say in dua in Ziyarat Ashura, we say to Imam Hussein alayhi salam,
that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me able to be with you in dunya and akhirah. أن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة وأن يبلغني المقام المحمود لكم عند الله and to enable me to reach the praised position that you have. So we will all, inshallah, go together if we manage to be in dunya together. If we manage to be in dunya under their leadership and working for their cause. So, from childhood up to highest levels of education, formal, informal, family, school, house, university, college, any platform, madrasa that we have for education, this has to be one of our top priorities to help our children develop a strong sense of belonging to a community. And if this is established, many problems will disappear. Because many of the problems that we have is caused by egoism. By thinking that by growing your ego, you can become more successful. And what is very sad is that even when we get into social, political work, sometimes we bring our ego with us to socio-political activities. And then it becomes much more harmful than doing nothing. Because if an organization with more manpower and with more resources is now just thinking of the interest of one person or one group, then it's much more destructive than when there was no organization. The people who want to be active in social work, in political work, they have to really examine their heart. And they have also to look at their history. How much in their teenage or in, I don't know, young age, they were selfless. How much they were able to think about others first and then about themselves the last. If my history doesn't show this, if my history shows that I was a person who was just thinking about himself and his, I don't know, family maximum, then please don't go into socio-political work. You are going just to add to the problems. The only people who can really help, the only people who can be voice of unity are the people who have managed to at least weaken their ego and keep it under control. If it's not disappearing totally, at least it has to be very, very weak. Sometimes we see few people start working together, after some time, organization splits. Then again, the organization splits. Instead of smaller organizations merging and forming stronger organizations, we see a small organization, they are becoming smaller and smaller. This shows there is something unhealthy. This shows that it's ego. And people with ego cannot work together for long term. Temporarily, yes. Few selfish people temporarily can work together. But for long term, they cannot work together. Because a crossroad will come that then they have to make their own decisions. And as soon as they find out that they can be better off if they are working separate, then they say goodbye. And sometimes even they don't say goodbye. They just try to get rid of the other side. It's only love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love for truth and love for justice and love for humanity that can keep people together till the day of judgment. When the Quran says, Al-akhillau yawma'idhin ba'duhum li-ba'din aduv illa al-muttaqeen, all the friends become enemies except the pious people who remain friends, it's because of this fact. Because even in dunya they were not friends. They pretended to be friends.
On the day of judgment, when realities become obvious, then you see there was no friendship. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think they are very close with each other, you think they are united, but their hearts are divided. It's love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can bring people together. هُوَ الَّذِي أَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبَكُمْ. So, I think this also shows that very important part, very essential part of Islamic spirituality, Islamic akhlaq, is to be able to weaken, if not getting rid of, at least weakening your ego. And that is by becoming a member of community who works for the community, who is concerned about the good of the community. For your own personal needs, for your own personal interest, let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of it. Let the community take care of it. Let it be your last thing on agenda. When your time is limited, when your energy is limited, you have to prioritize. And priority is with the good of the community, with the good of the millions, not good of few individuals. So this helps us to understand also how closely Islamic spirituality gets involved into Islamic activism, into Islamic socio-political activities. Another thing that I think we need to do is to invest on organizing ourselves. I think it's very obvious by what we said so far that we need to get organized. Without organizations, we are just scattered. We are just divided. Sometimes I say to brothers and sisters, you know, if you have a lorry load of bricks, what can you do with that? Imagine, you know, here we have lorry load of bricks. We cannot do anything. It's when we have a design and we have a builder who can follow that design and put these bricks in a structure, in an organization, that we can use these bricks. Otherwise, this is just occupying the space, just creating dirt and doing nothing for us. If you have 1,000 or 1 million or 1 billion of people, but no organization, it's not going to do anything. Many years ago, you know, people asked me, about more than 10 years ago, I was interviewed in Canada about what is your understanding about increase of Muslim population in the Europe. I said, by itself is not making me happy. If just the number is increasing, it doesn't make me happy. If inshallah these Muslims, and I expect this is the case, if they are good Muslims, if they are helping their fellow human beings, then I am happy, and I think everyone else should be happy. But if these Muslims are just Muslim by names, it's not going to make me happy. So if we have many, many, for example, centers, if I hear, for example, in London, we have, I don't know, 70 or 100 centers, or we have, you know, 1,000 centers, this is not going to make me happy. Is this because we have, mashallah, so much grown and so much work we do together that 10, 20 centers would not be sufficient? We need 1,000 centers. Okay, if that's the case, I'm happy. But if we are not able to work together, and every few of us forms a new organization, and this is why we have so many organizations, this is not going to make me happy. So we need to organize ourselves, and the organization should be in the way that instead of having separate organizations, the organizations themselves also should be united and be part of an organ. Like, for example, you have different cells of body, then the cells form organs, and then the organs form your entire body. And then the entire body is under the direction of the soul, which is one soul. This is the unity of the soul which gives unity to all the cells and the organs of the body. This is what we need to achieve in our community, and this is one aspect of what Rasulullah said when he said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ. Mu'mineen, in their understanding, sympathy, affection and love for each other are like different parts of one body, which is not exaggeration. Even I think the unity of mu'mineen should be more than the unity of different parts of the body. The unity of mu'mineen is much stronger. This is an example so that we can understand. We have to invest on our masajid, on our centers, on our madrasas, on our houses, any platform that is used by members of community, which is a meeting point for us, which is where we can meet and discuss and decide together, has to be strengthened. These meeting points are very important. And this is why Islam so much says, try to pray together. Whether it is salat, whether it is dua, try to be together. So much sawab and reward is promised for mu'mineen when they come together. Why? Because many problems can be solved when we come together. But if we don't meet each other, then the problem will remain. But also mu'mineen should not only meet in public places. We should come to the public, we should meet with each other in the public, but then we also visit each other in our private places. One of the qualities of Shia is al-mutazawirun, those who visit each other. In Dua Nodwe we say, hal min jazu'in fa'usa'ida jaza'ahu idha khala. Is there anyone lamenting for you that I help him when he is in his private? Mu'mineen, meet in the mosque, meet in the centers, but also they are so close and intimate that also they visit each other's houses like family members. You cannot say to your father, I don't meet you, I don't visit you. This is not acceptable. It is not also acceptable to say, I only visit you in the center, I only visit you in the masjid. Meeting in the masjid is the minimum, but then this should be carried on by meeting each other in our homes so that we become one family. What we need to achieve is a community which is like a big family. Unfortunately, what we see today is not only there is no movement towards having a united community, even families are breaking down. It's very difficult nowadays for us to establish a united community, because when husband and wife, parents and children cannot get along, now you are trying to unite thousands of people. It's very difficult. We are really moving against the current. But the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for the people who undertake this responsibility. When crimes go high, when shaitan's followers are a lot, definitely Allah's help and support also increase. Allah's guidance also would increase, because Allah would never let the other party take over. So for mu'mineen who struggle in this age to be voice of unity, to establish a strong community of the faithful, Allah's support, in my view, is much more than any other time. Let us end here by just praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to fulfill our responsibility towards ourselves, our community, humanity, an imam of our age, Imam Mahdi al-Jalallah ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, by being voices of unity, by being instruments for bringing people's hearts together on any possible ground. If you can bring two people together, or if you can bring 100 people together, or thousands of people together, you have to use the opportunity. Any potential work for establishing unity is very much appreciated, very much needed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, accept from you your efforts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, honor us by being the generation which would be, inshallah, establishing that universal brotherhood. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.